Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. This is a very special first Sunday of 2021 edition of Walking with Jesus. For many of us around the world, the global coronavirus pandemic significantly affected our churches and our gatherings together as Christians for worship, Bible studies, prayer meetings, fellowship, and it even affected our celebration of communion, the Lord's Supper. So, my Walking with Jesus partners and I have an idea. What if we gathered together, hundreds of us, all around the world, for a global celebration of communion with Jesus? There are no restrictions. You may join us from anywhere in the world, alone or with any group of people. You may join us at whatever time it is convenient for you. We only ask that you are certain that you've been born again as you have trusted Jesus Christ to save you from your sin. The video link enclosed is of me leading a dear group of people through the Lord's Table celebration, and I invite you to join with us. You may use whatever bread you have, whatever cup you feel most reflects the somberness and hope of communion. As we prepare to participate together, may I remind you of the Apostle Paul's warnings about coming into this sacred experience without preparation. Paul wrote to the Christians in Corinth, "Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of Jesus." A person ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread or drink of the cup of this ceremony. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord Jesus eats and drinks judgment on themselves. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27 to 29. May I urge you, my friends, to spend some quiet personal time of reflection, inviting the Holy Spirit of God to search your life and identify to you anything that is dishonoring to Jesus. Don't argue with God. Don't resist the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Confess, agree with God when He shows you what is dishonoring to Him. Repent of it. Reject it from your life, and ask God to cleanse you from its stain in your life. Claim 1 John 1, verse 8 and 9, which says, "If anyone claims to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Then, with your selected piece of bread, which represents the human body of Jesus Christ, which was punished by God for our sins, and the cup you've prepared, which represents the blood of Jesus Christ, spilled out to accomplish the forgiveness by God of our sin, I invite you to share with me and your spiritual brothers and sisters all around the world as we begin 2021 in memorial of the Lord Jesus Christ and His Lord's Supper with His disciples, only hours before He went to the cross. I urge you then to write in your journal whatever the Holy Spirit speaks into your heart about His desire to be honored and glorified in your life in 2021. Following that is a short video clip titled "People of God," which I hope will encourage you to consider that we step out into 2021 as a very diverse, globally scattered people of God. And what a privilege that will be to represent Jesus to our world in 2021. Now let's celebrate the Lord's Supper together, my friends.